The NACNAC Electrical Association has filed a lawsuit against its former longtime manager, Donna Vukic, seeking $1 million in damages. NEA alleges that Vukic used the company credit card for personal expenses going back more than a decade, and that she's no longer cooperating to pay back the embezzled funds. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
A forensic audit of NEA's books between 2004 and 2016 shows former manager Donna Vukic spent $970,358 for personal expenses on the company credit card. NEA board president Nancy Morris Lyons says Vukic was the only employee with oversight of that spending and that she coded it all to NEA business accounts to hide the trail.
For instance, if there was a large purchase of, say, $2,000 made that was for personal use, say $500 would go to operating costs and another $500 would go to waste heat. And so it would be hidden and buried within the company and nobody would ever see anything other than, you know, the coded items that went in there.
The spending spree increased as the years went by. Looking backwards over the books, the NEA board decided that the embezzling trickled down enough by 2004 that it was no longer worth further auditing. Vukic was the general manager for 18 total years and an employee of the utility cooperative for 3 decades before she retired in March 2016. Morris Lyons says the scheme used by Vukic to embezzle the money was simple but ingenious.
From the management level down, the only person that was seeing or knowing that that money was not spent on the things it was being coded for was the manager herself. So it was, I've always said I want people to learn from this and hopefully save others from the same predicament.
Confronted last year with an initial accounting, Vukic paid back $398,000. That was on top of a little over $19,000 she paid back to the company account in 2014 when she was still the manager. NEA says negotiations to recoup the remaining $553,000 have fallen apart. After a year had passed and some $60,000 spent in auditing and attorney fees, the board took the matter to court, suing Vukic for a total of $1 million in punitive damages.
We decided in order to make sure that we were going to be legal and keep our members safe, we needed to go ahead and make the filing happen. And, you know, we will continue to try and recoup all funds for the co-op.
The case was filed in Anchorage Superior Court and assigned to Judge Andrew Guidi. Vukic is represented by Anchorage attorney Brian Heddy, who did not respond to phone calls or email requests for comment this week. Vukic was a longtime member of the NACNAC community, a friend to many, and a trusted manager of the electric co-op until towards the end of her career when an expensive geothermal endeavor she led folded. Morris Lyons says it was initially difficult for the board and the members to accept the magnitude of her theft, and it's still hard to accept the indifference she has displayed about it.
We're brokenhearted, but we're also indignant at the fact that we could have been played like this, basically, I guess is the best way to put it. But it's terrible to see one of your own, you know, having abused the system so tragically. So, yeah, it's still a mixture of feelings. It's still very emotional. But it's constantly said in the boardroom that we need to look out for the best for our members.
NEA's audit was turned over to the Bristol Bay Borough Police Department, which has requested the assistance of the FBI. Borough Police Chief Stan Swetsoff says both state and federal prosecutors are aware of the investigation, which could result in criminal charges in addition to the civil lawsuit filed by NEA. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.